wandering time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And this show is brought to you, as usual, by starlights.com and alternativecancer.us. And the Starlights is spelled with two R's, starlights.com. So please do check out our sponsors. They have some different things that can help you as well as entertain you. So there are some very, very interesting CDs available on starlights.com and some pretty cool new agey things. And on canceralternative.us, there are all kinds of ways to help those who have cancer, natural ways, of course, and things to look out for, things to know about before you go talk to your doctor, etc. So check them out. Now, for tonight's show, which did not get listed due to technical problems with the person who was doing our websites and apparently now is not. Anyway, Steve Barish is on tonight. And those of you who are longtime listeners at BBS, I'm sure know Steve quite well. He is an amazing healer. He's one of my best friends, and he is the only guy I can talk to about certain aspects of spirituality because he sees them, you know. So it's kind of really nice to have Steve around to talk to about that kind of stuff. So welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, thank you so much, Valerie. It's a pleasure being here.
It's always a pleasure having you on the show. And
well,
listeners, I love you. You know, that's all there is to it. And I know that the listeners really appreciate your healing talents. And listeners, you can feel free to call in. And if you would like a healing with Steve and I, we'd be happy to help you tonight. And we're going to start off talking about love. On last week's show, Steve, I did a meditation all about learning to love yourself. And you and I had a conversation after that about how important love is in the whole scheme of things. And if you'd like to discuss that a little bit for the listeners, I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
Well, love to me means that you love yourself, you love the universe, you love God, you love everything that is important in your life. The more you love yourself, the more that you can see, the more that you can feel, the more that you can do anything that you want to do, as long as love is alive, and it's so important. How to get in touch with it? What you need to do, basically, is just touch your tummy and just rub it 3 or 4 times, and you'll feel a very, very big smile coming through from your tummy all the way to your face. And what that'll do is actually open up the love inside of yourself. It's really, really easy to do. That's one of the things that I have pleasure in doing when I'm healing people or when I'm just doing my work as a massage therapist. So it's really wonderful to be able to get in touch with that love. It's there for everybody. Everybody has it. Everybody should use it. It's so easy to get in touch with. God made things very simple for us to reach. Nothing is hard. Nothing should be hard. If it's hard, then you're going about it the wrong way. Basically, is just to touch your tummy. You put one finger 2 inches below your tummy and your belly button, and let that energy flow through you. And as you're flowing through it, just have a smile on your face. And what that'll do is actually open up the energy within your own body and allow you to feel and see what's there. It's really amazing to do. I've taught people how to get in touch with their hearts by going into their hearts, be able to feel that kind of energy, that love. God resides in us, all of us. We all have that feeling of heaven. We all have the feeling of earth. We all have the feeling of who we are. All we need to do is actually touch it, and there it is. That's fairly simple, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very simple. I like that, because people get so confused sometimes about all these various rituals and, you know, how to do certain meditations and everything else. And really, it really does go by the KISS rule, you know. And, you know, if you keep it simple, spirit, then, you know, it just really works out a lot better, because then there's less between you and the God source.
That's right, because one of the things he told me is keep it simple. Just
yeah.
Keep everything very simple, and you can reach the highest realms of love just by keeping it simple.
Yeah, because there's nothing else in the way. You know, sometimes
right.
I think we're our own worst enemies, because we get so caught up in the whole mental aspect of everything. And really, the secret is, it's ultimately the most simple thing in the world. And
yes.
just to have a simple technique like that to do, I mean, you know, you don't have to do that. You can get to your heart other ways too. But for those who have had trouble doing that, that's a fabulous technique, because
if people have trouble with getting in touch with the love within themselves, they're more than happy to call. And in a few seconds, we can show them really how to get in touch with the purest love of all.
Yeah, and that's
the
most
really
important
be,
thing.
You know, if we could open up people and have them reach that high feeling, it's very simple, and it'll stay with you for life.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that will help people to get past all this nonsense that's going on out in the world. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't be prepared to deal with life
right.
and all
right.
the strange things that life is going to try to throw at you, you know, as you go
mm-hmm.
through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. if you have that ability to drop into that place of love within yourself, which is your connection to the highest source, you know, God, everything, if you have that ability to do that, then it's going to make everything else go a lot simpler. Because the more that you can boil everything down to simple, the
mm-hmm.
easier it is to reach the answers that you need, no matter
right.
what you're talking about.
That's right. That's right. It's very simple. God did not want it to be made hard. He just didn't want to make it hard. And it's the easiest thing to do is to actually touch yourself 2 inches below your belly button and smile. And get in touch with that smile, because that's love. That's where it is. That's where it resides. From there, we can go into the heart. We can open up the heart and have people go right to their hearts, right through their hearts. It's really beautiful. I know I've spent 8 years in the universe going through my heart, at the other end of my heart, and I saw nothing but darkness, and I was, you know, I just went right out into the universe. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. I just went into it. Then mm-hmm. I started to realize that the darkness has much love in it as the light. So, you know, I don't know who put the fear of darkness into us. I have no idea. But the universe, being pretty dark, is very interesting to work with, because it's filled with love.
Exactly.
To the smallest particle, to the biggest particle, it's all
yeah.
love.
That's
and
all
that's
it
what's
is.
Taught to us, yeah. So
you
I
know we have a caller. Carla
yes.
is on the line. Hi, Carla. Welcome to the show. Carla? Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Oh, there you are.
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Go ahead and ask Steve what you wanted to ask him.
Steve, I'd like to ask you 3 things. Um, I fell down stairs about a year and a half ago, and I really messed up my hip. And I was wondering if there would be any, if you could do some type of a healing on me with that. And I lost a lot of range of motion. I have a hard time putting my shoes and socks on. You know, I'm obese and I can't. That's part of it too. I can't lift my leg up to put my socks and shoes on. And I feel like I pulled a lot of muscles and ligaments. It doesn't feel like. I went to the doctor and they didn't say anything about broken bones or dislocated hip. I feel like it's out of a line, but it's almost like more of a pulled muscle or kind of like a ligament. And I can't lay. I sleep in a chair now because I can't lay in bed on either side because it's like a nervous pinching. And then there's times where I'll have pain all up and down my leg. I don't know.
Take your hand. Put it about 3-4 inches away from the center of your chest where your heart would be and just hold it there. That's it. Did you feel it go down to your hip area?
When you said it, I did. I felt some, a little bit of something.
It's still there, honey. Just hold on a minute. Can you feel a presence or can you feel the energy in your hip area, in the back part of your hip area? Can you feel that?
No.
Okay. What we need to do then is open up the chakra that's behind that or in front of that. So what I'm going to do is just realign all your chakras very quickly. Is that okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Good. Good. You should be able to feel that a lot more in your back. Can you feel that, honey?
I feel something.
Okay. What I'm going to do, what side is it on your hip? Is it on the left side or the right side?
It's my right hip.
Okay. You should be able to feel the energy from your hip. It should be buzzing pretty good right now. It should be down to your knee, and it's going down into your foot. Can you feel that?
Very slightly. It's like when you said something, I don't know if I have a hard time with kinesthetic stuff.
All right. Well, let's do it a different way. Try picking up your foot now, honey. Relax.
Feels a little better.
Okay, let it go, honey. Just let go everything. Let go of all your thoughts. Let go of everything that you feel. And allow everything to happen. Don't work hard at it. Just let it happen. That's it. Can you feel a lot of tingling going on in your back?
No.
Let go of, let go of all your thoughts. Let everything go that's bothering you. Just let go, honey. Feel the energy from the center of your back to the center of your leg, which is around your knee right now. It's going down your leg. I feel the energy inside of you, honey.
I feel
the energy
too.
Going to work. You feel it, Valerie?
Oh, yeah. I've been feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we need to do, honey, just free yourself from all your burden. Just let your burden go. Now try to lift your leg again, honey.
Try lifting it up again?
Yeah, lift it up again.
Oh, that was a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a lot better.
Good, honey. What's the second question?
Second question is, in the near future, I was looking at getting a nuclear receptor, and I was going to call
yes.
you. I wanted to find out what color would be good for me.
And a nuclear receptor, honey?
Yes, sir.
God, I haven't had to do this work since my
friend
passed
away. Is that
appropriate
to ask for this
away.
Show?
Huh?
Sure. Yeah, that's
is
fine.
Is that appropriate to ask for this show?
Oh, sure, honey. You can ask anything you want.
Okay.
All right. I think what would work best for you would be a garnet, honey.
Garnet.
It's got a physical energy boost. It's good for digestion and bounce and an integrative regeneration. It works with the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary gland, the spinal column, and blood. I think it would be perfect for you.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay. And you could call... let me see if I remember the phone number. It's been so many years. Oh, God. Paradigm. I believe it's 800-729-2603. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead, honey.
Here's another question I have. Is I was looking at their website a couple weeks ago, and they have what they call a negotiator, and then they
yes.
have a couple other ones.
Negotiator would be good for you, honey, but I think a straight nuclear receptor would be really, really good for you to wear before you get the negotiator. Negotiator's a little bit advanced inside. The new stuff they have is very advanced. I would get the nuclear receptor. I wore my first nuclear receptor, if I remember correctly, I think it was the blue sapphire. I wore that for 8 years. I never took it off except for going to bed, but that's what I wore for 8 years straight.
Okay.
And that worked for me. I would get a nuclear receptor, honey. I could wear it for a year or two, and then I would trade it in for a negotiator. But you need to start somewheres, and the somewheres would be a nuclear receptor, honey.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
The one like what you have on your website? You have a picture of
yes.
yourself. And...
Yes. It's okay. It's a four-prong. It's called a... the receptor. The one I have is 18 karat gold, and I believe it has a pave on it, and it's platinum with diamonds and everything, but that's a little bit too advanced. I would get the single sterling silver with, I believe I was talking about the garnet, if I remember correctly. And I think that you'll find that to really work, honey. I think you'll find that be good for the brain. It'll be good for the pituitary. It's really good for everything. It's something that I think that you could use and have a lot of fun with.
Okay. Cool. Steve, I appreciate everything. And Dr. V, you guys are great.
Well, thank you so much,
honey. Thank you. You've got my, I think my cell phone number on the internet, on my program. Well, not my program, but my internet. And you're welcome to call me anytime you need some help.
Okay. Steve, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, dear.
Thanks for calling, Carla.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's, you know, boy, that's a little flash to the past there, you know, with the Pyridine stuff. But
yeah,
it's interesting. I know Carla. I know she's gone through a heck of a lot of stuff. And mm-hmm. she has mm-hmm. just been, you know, just hit with one thing right after another. And
you know,
it's tough. I think the Garnet is a really good choice for her. Because it does hit so many different things, and it is really physical.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With someone who's had really so many accidents and injuries and stuff as she's had, mm-hmm. I think that'll really help
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm. I think getting in touch with Her Majesty,
mm-hmm.
love, if getting in touch with Her Majesty will be very good for her. She could really help a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really important that we get in. You know, people don't realize the power of being in touch with your own loveliness. I mean, it's just the power of it is amazing. And the things that we can do are amazing. So I'm so glad that you're doing a show. I'm really happy for you because your shows are so good and so balanced. It's just wonderful being on the show with you.
Well, you know, as we've talked about before, Steve, you know, with all the experiences that I've had being on the other side and having the mm-hmm. the communication with my highest self and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you know the great ones, it's something that you have to do. You know, you have to do what you're able to do that kind of comes your way. You know, when the doors open, you walk through them.
That's
and,
right.
And it really is something that that you and I have been so concerned about people for so long and how to help them and just really wanting to get them to leap over these obstacles and things that they've got. And I can tell you, I sat there thinking about it a lot before the first of the year and mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. saying, okay, God, you know, how can I help more? How can I get people to the point that they need to be at in order mm-hmm. to make the leap in consciousness and to go forward with joy and love mm-hmm. in their hearts? And it's like, you know, it occurred to me, oh, my God, you know, they don't even know how to love themselves yet.
Right,
and so
right,
that was what kind of spurred me to do the first show of the year about love. And as I mentioned mm-hmm. at that time, we're going to take that first Thursday of every month and make that into a discussion about some vital aspect of our consciousness and of who we are and do a meditation mm-hmm. on it. And love is, I could talk the entire year about love because it is so deep. It's so, I mean, it really is everything. That's all there is. And if people knew that all the stuff that they fear is absolutely not real, and that the only real thing is love, if they had that assurance, then most of their lives would be so much easier.
Yes, and it's wonderful listening to you and the discussion of love. It's so wonderful to be able to be with somebody that understands and is very awake to the idea of love. It's just, it's perfect. Love is perfect. There's nothing better. We need to get in touch with love. We need to get in touch with compassion. But love is first. And that's a gift that we get right from heaven.
Absolutely.
Right from
and,
heaven.
You know, I think that, well, as I've mentioned before, that's all that we all want. We want to love mm-hmm. and be loved. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everything that we do as human beings stems from that. It's either we're getting it or we're not. And if we're not, then we kind of like start acting like a bunch of spoiled brats and doing nasty things to each other.
Right.
And then you see the people who keep doing things to themselves because they think that they're unworthy. And one thing I like to point out to people is that you are worthy. If you weren't worthy, you wouldn't be alive. So, you know, this gift of life that we have is so that we can really be conscious of the love that we are. And at some point in our evolution, we're supposed to come to that knowledge and to really blossom in it and then share it with other people. Absolutely. So that's what this show is all about, is, you know, that sharing of the wisdom, of the truth. And really it all boils down to love. So anything that we can do to help people to open up to that love and to realize it starts within, you know, it's got to start with you first.
Yes.
Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else either. You
can't love anybody else. That's correct.
And,
Go ahead.
I
remember we were walking in the sacred groves. You had come to visit us, and we were lucky to have you here. And I remember the angels that were standing and then disappeared. That was quite a feeling. You know, people they think we're kibitzing and not telling the truth, but it was true. We saw them. I saw them right in front of my face, and they disappeared. There were two of them, and it was just incredible. They were in suits and they looked great. They talked to you for about, I think, about a half hour. We thought it was about 10 minutes, but we were wrong. I was wrong. With the time, and so was a friend of yours, and I remember standing there and looking at them, and they were beautiful, and then they just appeared right in front of, and it disappeared right in front of my face, and I started to realize, geez, we just had a real moment from heaven, and that was really beautiful. But that's a whole different story. But it happens when you open up and you use your mind. And you can see these angels. I mean, it's not really hard to do. So please, open up your heart. Things happen. Things happen so seriously and actually beautiful. And just, it becomes very enlightened. It's fun.
Yeah, it's miracles. That. See, that's the thing. I've had people say, well, humph. You know, I don't ever see anything, and I don't have any miracles in my life. And I just start laughing. And I remember that Dr. Wayne Dyer had a program out years ago called You'll See It When You Believe It. Mm-hmm, and I've had so many people say to me, well, I wish I had the things happen in my life that you have. And I tell them, well, you'll see it when you believe it. And that's really what it's all about, because if you can't open your mind up enough to accept things as they are rather than as you think they are or as you've been brainwashed to think they are, then you can't really see what's right in front of you. And it's like when we were in the sacred groves, you know, I was just sitting there when you guys walked off, and you remember you walked into the mist, and I said, I've had enough mist experiences. I know what's in the mist, and I'm just going to sit right here. And you guys walked off, and I sat there, and I said, God, I just want to know what the truth is.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there are those two guys standing in front of me with the most brilliant blue eyes. And I was like, wow, that was kind of interesting. Yeah, it was something that can happen. Now, my brother and his wife went, and they didn't see anything.
Okay.
And I just kind of chuckle, because they kind of have the attitude of, oh, yeah, well, prove it to me.
And
that's not the attitude that you have to have. If you want miracles in your life, instead of saying, oh, yeah, well, prove it to me because I don't believe it, what you do is you say, show me what's real. And you open your heart. And the more you can open your heart, and the more you can shut your monkey mind up, because that's really what it is. When you shut that part up and you allow what is to be, then you can have miracles in your life. You can have instantaneous healings. You can have angels popping in, ETs, you know, whatever you want, you can have there. But you have to be in that state of mind where you accept what's real.
That's
and
right.
If you can't accept that, if you can't open your mind up enough to be unprejudiced about what's around you, then you're not going to see it, unless for some reason it's your time to wake up, and then you're going to get hit with something that, that may have you going, bleh, 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 you know, for a couple weeks. I've taken care of a few people like that, let me tell you. and it gets a little weird, you know, because they can't stay in their body. And, it gets strange. But, you know, if you can just open up, and it starts with opening your heart. And people, like Steve said, it's very simple. You know, just make that connection. When you're putting your finger in your belly button or in the area just below your belly button, like about 2 inches below, that's what they call the dantian. And so in martial arts, that's where all of your strength comes from. And when you do that, you can pull that energy, which is your vital force energy. You can pull that energy up. And when you connect with your heart is like the fulcrum point. You know, it's holding a balance point between your lower chakras and your higher chakras. The heart is where miracles happen. And so by making that connection, as you go into that connection deeper, you increase your connection with the source. Because that's how you access the source, not through your head. It's through your heart.
That's not the place physical you want heart. It to go.
and not the physical heart, of course, but we're talking about, you know, through the heart chakra or the heart connection.
Right.
And, but that's the secret, you know, and let me just digress a minute to talk about the movie The Secret, which, by the way, I was never impressed with. Thought it was a pile of hooey. And the whole reason that I thought that is because they're so busy telling you about how to manifest money. And you know what happened to all the people that were involved with that whole thing. They all went through all kinds of arguments over money and things happened. And, you know, it's a whole sad story. But it's not about how to manifest money, okay? In order to go through the miracles, if you want real miracles, they don't have anything to do with money, okay? Money is like monopoly money. It's not real. What's real is love. What's real is the connection that you have with your creator and with all of the other beings in creation. That's real. And so by accessing all that through your heart, you bring miracles to you. Now, it doesn't mean you don't get money. You can get money if you need it. You can get, you know, a new car when you need it. You can get a new job, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that's all kind of monetary stuff. And really the secret is to be in the state of joy in your heart, and everything stems from that. So it's kind of worthwhile.
I think the amazing thing is that we forget the miracle of our breath. Everybody on this planet counts on air to breathe, and that's the biggest miracle we have, and a lot of people just let that go. They don't even thank God for the breath that they receive.
Yeah.
It's the simplest, most primal of all forces. And you're breathing all the time. If I was you, I'm talking about the public, if I was you, I would breathe in the breath of God. Every time you take in a breath, or every 10 breaths, I breathe in the breath of God. And just let that go inside of you and feel the energy flowing through that breath, because you had mentioned the Creator's name. I breathe in the breath of God. There's nothing more powerful. And you're getting in touch with primal forces that are so strong and so beautiful. That's the biggest miracle we have.
Absolutely.
And people don't realize that that is a miracle.
Well, and they forget, too, well, unless they've been to Catholic school like I have, that the breath of God is called the Spiritu Sanctu.
Yes.
And so you can you know, impress people with your Latin or just say, you know, I breathe in the breath of God, whatever you want to do. But the thing is that that's the basis of that connection and the breath, that's the easiest meditation to do, too. You know, we're talking about keeping it simple. The easiest meditation is to just close your eyes and just breathe and just listen to your breath and just listen to everything that happens around you without putting a judgment on it. So like when the heater turns on, you don't say, oh, the heater turned on. Or if you hear a coyote outside, like we've been hearing for the last couple of weeks here, because it's cold and they're in close to town, you don't say, oh, there's those damn coyotes again. You know, you don't put a judgment on it. You just hear whatever is there, and you continue to pay attention to your breath, and you breathe slow and deep, and you feel the life coming into you as you breathe in and swirling through your body, and then you just kind of let it gently fall out. And if you did that for a few minutes, if you could manage that to keep your mind shut up, then you would feel like you took a vacation and you would be much more at peace.
That's
and so if you start that every morning, it makes it so much easier. And I can tell you, you know, one of the things that I do is I don't turn the phone on until I have decided that I'm ready to go for the day. You know, because I don't want to be bothered. I don't like my day to suddenly get out of hand, you know.
Right,
and it can.
Right,
it can very quickly.
Right.
So what I prefer to do is, you know, start my morning quietly and, you know, take a few moments to just have a couple minutes of stillness with the breath and to thank God. And the other thing you can do, besides sticking your finger in your belly button and smiling, is you can leap out of bed and say, good morning, to yourself. And so I actually had a Hawaiian shaman that taught me that years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, she said, I want you to leap out of bed every morning and say aloha and then say your name. And I went, okay then. And so I did that for a while, and it cracks me up. And, you know, what better way to start your day than laughing at yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So you can do these little things. They only take a couple seconds to do. But if you start your day like that, it's going to be so much more pleasant. And that will then clue you into things that can happen. You have to keep your eyes and ears open if you want to see miracles. Because they happen around you all the time. You just don't notice them. That's
the
problem.
Yeah.
But breath will help you. If you take a few breaths, say you're getting upset about something, just tell people, wait a minute, hold that thought, and close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. And just, you know, take two or three of them and just let that be your private moment. And then open your eyes and say, okay, now calmly talk to me. And let's figure this out. Because if you get caught in the drama, you're moving away from love. You got to stay in that centered point.
Yes.
In order to keep the love connection. Because really, every person in your life, even if they're being hateful and trying to kill you, every person in your life is a piece of God. And every person has that connection to the source. Whether they choose to use it or not, that's another thing.
Well, everybody's looking for their path.
Mm-hmm.
Their path is right in front of them.
Yep.
It's always good. It even mentions it in the Bible that when you're walking, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, look straight ahead. And that's your path. You don't want to get off your path, you just want to stay right on it. So the best way to do that, if you do meditation or if you don't do meditation, put a cross right above your head or inside your head, and you don't veer from that cross. You don't veer from the X. You don't veer from anything. You just walk straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentioned several times in the Bible that your path is always in front of you. And if you want to meditate, if you want to breathe in, you can take a breath and actually go right to the center of the earth with a breath. This is not impossible to do. It's very possible to do. I've done it a lot with people. And you need to allow yourself to feel the energy from the center of the earth and feel the energy coming in from the top of your head. And that breath that's coming from the top of your head and into the ground, into the center of the earth, is actually you. And what you're doing is just making a very strong connection to Mother Earth and a very strong connection to heaven. And what it'll do is balance you out. So when you look, instead of looking around, you don't have to, because you're so centered at the right moment. You make that connection, you'll have that connection for life. It's really, really important to do. I mean, there's so many simple things to do that are very enlightened, and it's not hard to do. It's only hard because we don't do it. We don't do it, and it's very simple to do. So if you are simple like I am, you just make these connections, and you'll never swerve. It's really beautiful to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing. People are so confused, Steve, and they're so upset with their lives and so worried about, you know, how they're going to get through life and, you know, what to do next. And mm-hmm, they're just, mm-hmm, they're kind of like gerbils on a treadmill. You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and if you get off the treadmill for a couple of minutes a day and just open up and allow what is to come through, you know, you'll get little hints about things to do. You'll mm-hmm, find things mm-hmm, that you enjoy. You'll find things that are going to work better for you. And, you know, it's just a thing of just listening. So I think this whole, you know, starting the new year talking about love and connection to heart is so vitally important, because this is stacking up to be a real serious year, you know. If you look mm-hmm, at the feng shui, you listen to all mm-hmm, the different psychics mm-hmm, and, you know, people who are predicting doom and gloom, and supposedly 2013 is supposed to be worse than anybody thought 2012 was going to be.
Well,
so who knows?
You know,
they're always throwing fear out there, you know.
I can't tell you how many phone calls I've had from around the world asking me, are things going to end in 2012? Is the calendar, when the Mayan calendar is going to be at the end, is that going to be it? And I said, you can't be serious. You know, the Earth itself, nothing hurts the Earth. The only thing that hurts the Earth is us. And what we need to do is be positive about our thoughts. A calendar is a calendar. And there's been millions and millions of calendars before any other calendar that we know of. And so you just let it go. These things are, you know, if it's going to end, it'll end, but it's not going to end. The world is going to continue on, but, you know, you might get off if you want. But, you know, it's really going to be wonderful. The earth and the sky and everything is connected. We're all connected to each other. And when we put negativity out in the universe, that's exactly what you're going to get back. If you put love in the universe, that's what you get back. Everything you do and everything you say is in the universe, absolutely everything. If you say somebody is, you know, going away or leaving the planet, and how about if they don't? How about if they live? How about if they have a smile on their face? Anything that you say is registered. Anything that you do is registered. So you might as well do something that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful to be in, everything. You know, people don't understand how the universe really works. It's very simple. The universe works on love, L-O-V-E. There's nothing else that works in the universe. You want to believe in evil? Go ahead and believe in evil. You want to believe in love? Go ahead and believe in love. But it's very simple to do. You need to have a system that works, and love is the strongest system that I know of, and it's also really wonderful. So what I do, and I deal with a lot of people, I massage a lot of people, I do energy work with every one of them, and what I'm doing is making them grounded. I'm taking them to the center of the earth, I'm opening up their hearts, I'm doing things that they never had done before in a simple way. And there's a lot of people that write a lot of books, But the most simple book is you. If you get an answer and you're listening to God and he's telling you what to do, that's what you do. If I'm working on somebody, I get answers. If sure. I'm told to do three strokes on the back, I don't do four, I don't do five, I don't do two, I do three. That's what the body wants, that's what the body needs, and that's what I hear. So that's what I do, and it works. And it's all simple, but what you want to do is just listen to the heavenly voice that comes down to you.
Yeah, and that, and let me just say, too, that, you know, there's a difference between hearing a heavenly voice and the difference between hearing voices that you need to be medicated for. And the difference is that the heavenly voice will always suggest things to you that are for your greatest good, and will not tell you what to do, except in some instances. But whatever it tells you to do will always be for your highest good. And, you know, a lot of times, no matter how bad what you're about to do could be, the voice will still just suggest that that's not a great idea, you know. And and then it's your choice, you know. I mean, if you choose to do evil, you know, it's like, wow, okay, well, it's your choice. And, you know, other than every once in a while, the voice will yell, duck, or stop, or something like that, you know, to save your life. But but there is a big difference. And having seen a lot of people in mental institutions and had to work with them, I can tell you that the voices that they hear are not the same. They hear voices telling them to do things that are going to hurt them or someone else. They hear voices that tell them 24/7 about what terrible people they are, and that they're worthless and yada, 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 you know, just horrible stuff. A heavenly voice never does that. The heavenly voice always speaks to you in truth and always allows you to make your own choice. So that's the big difference.
Well, I think the most powerful voice in the world is the voice of silence. We need to connect to that. We need to listen to the voice of silence. There's nothing more powerful. And to get there is not hard. All we need to do is breathe. Breathe in the holy name of God. You know, I breathe in the breath of God. You'll be in touch with some beautiful sights and beautiful things. But just be aware that it's the most beautiful gift that you can give yourself. Very, very powerful.
Yeah, and it's free.
It's a lot of fun. It's free, yeah. Absolutely.
It can heal you instantly. Right. I've told the listeners before that, you know, I was usually the only one working when I was working home health years ago. I'd be the only one working when the flu hit. And everybody be down for a month, and I'd be out there still working. And then one day I got sick, and I got on my knees. It was actually on Thanksgiving Day. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot get sick. I'm like, you know, there's two people working in the whole agency, me and one of the managers. And so I got on my knees, and I just did a prayer of Thanksgiving. And I prayed for about an hour, and I did breathing. And that's all I did for an hour. And when I got done, at the end of the hour, I was completely healed. And that was from the flu, you know, and the flu usually hangs around for a long time. So, yeah, you can do some really miraculous stuff with this. And I hope that the listeners will take it to heart and start practicing some of these things, Steve, because what we're giving them is hints as to how to get through life easier just by taking a few minutes a day to do whatever is their choice to do. Breathing is the easiest. And you can visualize like a golden white light coming in as you breathe it in, and just say to yourself, I breathe in the breath of God. And just see that golden white, you know, sparkle just go all the way through your body. And then as it comes out.
Oh, by the way, how was the heavenly light, that 4-foot round heavenly light that I put in your house? Does it seem to work pretty good?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting because, you know, it was just kind of kind of like pulsating for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I noticed like in the middle of the night, for the next couple of nights, it was like there was a light on. I got up a couple times to check and see if I left a light on somewhere. I was like, wow,
yeah,
that's
cool.
Kind of interesting. It
yeah.
lit up the whole place.
I'm going to come out to your place one of these days, hopefully, and we can have some fun.
Oh, yeah. We're getting more cool stuff, quantum physics stuff to play with at the clinic.
And, yeah, yeah.
And we were just talking today about obtaining a couple other things. And mm-hmm. we're going to start doing a gathering on, once a week. We're going to have people come in and watch a health movie or a spiritual movie. And then we're going to do like a... kind of like what they do with the Reiki share, where people will come in mm-hmm. and we'll all do like a healing circle.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of working one-on-one, we'll all be working together with the group energy, starting with that point of love. So we'll take them through a
That's
little
really
love meditation
nice. Yeah.
and yeah. yeah, and yeah. and really start spiraling that energy so that everybody in the group can have that feeling of oneness.
Right.
And
right.
and can really make some changes in their lives. And, you know, one of the biggest frustrations that I've heard from people lately is that they're stuck. You know, mm-hmm. they can't seem to get anything moving one way or the other. And it's like, okay, well, then what you need to do is take this time to work on yourself.
Right.
Go
right,
within,
right.
make that heart connection, and then things will start to move.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing how something can be so simple and be so freeing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's amazing. So. What time do we need to stop, honey? I'm not sure. Is it 5 minutes before or 3 minutes?
No, we started a little bit late, so we got a couple minutes to go yet. But I wanted to let the listeners know that as you are able to be on, I'll have you on at least once a month if you can make it to do the healing. And I apologize for not having the information out there. I sent it in, but... we discovered mm-hmm. that our web person apparently took a powder and
okay.
hasn't Got even it. Contacted us or anything. And I've been sending things in and things haven't been
right.
changed. So,
right.
you know, we're just going to have to do it ourselves, I guess. But keep checking in, listeners, because we'll have Steve on to do the healings and to talk about different aspects of our spirituality. Because... you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to talk at you about religious things and about some things, but if they haven't really been to the other side, if they haven't made that connection, then you're not likely to get exactly what you need. You need somebody that's been there to the other side, that's seen what is going on, has the connection or the juice, as I like to call it, and can help you to find your own path to the juice. Because what we do is we put up obstacles without realizing it. And there's plenty of negative influences that have been doing this to us, you know, for a long time, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we can go beyond all that because there is nothing in existence or out of existence that is stronger than love. Love is it.
Yeah.
It's the greatest
yep.
power that there is.
Yep.
So basically
nothing
we're going to...
powerful.
Yeah, so Steve and I are going to do what we can to help you guys to really make that more a part of your lives so that you, too, can have fabulous miracles happening. And
well, it's very kind of you to offer me that. I'll try to help as much as I can for you.
Absolutely. Well, not for me, for them.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
That's definitely what it's all about. You know what we ought to do when it gets a little bit warmer? We ought to think about doing a trip to the Sacred Groves.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we ought to, you know, take a few people with us. So maybe we'll talk more about organizing that. Spirit was just giving me that little hint. It's like, you know, pick some of these people along and see what happens.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be
really
that'd be kind
stuff.
Of fun. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. And it's mm-hmm. it's in Palmyra, New York. People, if you're not familiar with the Sacred Groves, it's where Joseph Smith's farm is. And you know, so whether you believe in Mormonism or not, that has nothing to do with it. It is a sacred place. You can feel it when you're about a half a mile from the grove. You
yes.
can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty intense.
You could feel how Joseph Smith could sit down and write a Bible.
Yeah.
It's very serious. Very, yeah. very serious.
It's for real. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's put together a trip and, you know, we'll see, get the logistics together and, you know, take a group there and maybe find a couple other sacred places to go to. That would be fun. Do that.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. That
yeah.
would be a ball.
Yeah, not now. It's too damn cold.
You got that right.
It's cold enough here. It's like, wow, you know, it's we might get a little snow
Honey,
in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming on and helping. And you have a great night. I know it's kind of past your bedtime, so
yep.
nighty night.
Yep.
And we'll talk later.
Thank you, my friend. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, people, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Enlightened Medicine Show, brought to you by starlights.com. That's with two R's, and we're about to get the hook right now. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.